born and bred Coolin. My family have a farm just down the road from here and have had a great involvement in the bush races. The first tin horse would have been made probably in about 1998. I had a next door neighbour, Mary Lucchese. She was quite keen for somebody to produce a tin horse, and she kept nagging and nagging and nagging, and eventually I thought, oh bloody hell, I'll make one. So I came up with the idea of making one out of using star pickets and using the metal frame with wire all around it and then putting hessian on it. So got the tin horse up there, really it was a hessian horse, and once that got up there, it got the interest of other people, and before long we had other horses come up. The Lucchese's created one, and then from there there was others that came, and it just progressively grew over the years, and it became a little bit of a rivalry between the farmers, but all good fun. And there's lots of different stories, and everyone would go into their sheds and create and think what they were going to build and make, and it would all be very secretive until it just appeared on the highway. And yeah, it was really good fun to be part of.